This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
It's Tony Pauline, draft analyst over at SportsGeeta. Tony, what's going on?
How you doing? I'd like to request Led Zeppelin's Achilles Last Stand, as I have in the past. I don't know if you guys will play it, though.
Oh, we will. It's request day. Throw that in the loop. We'll put that in the shuffle at some point today for sure. And Tony, we were just talking about Jalen Milroe in the last segment a little bit, running at 4-3 yesterday at the Pro Day. I don't know how much it'll change his draft stock or anything like that. I still, in my mind, I think he's one of the a major project at the quarterback position. But how do you think teams will react to that 40 time?
I mean, they won't. Jalen Milroe was one of my favorites coming into the season. He played very well the first half of the season, and then he really fell off the second half, and he was relying on his legs to win games more than his arm. I mean, he's not a receiver. He's not a cornerback. He's a quarterback. And it seems that he's lost confidence in his passing. And I think, you know, what it may further prove is that from a physical point of view, Jalen Milroe is the total package. He's probably better than any quarterback in this draft when you look at athleticism, arm strength. He's also a high-character guy that's a real leader. But his passing has really, you know, since the middle of the season, has really fallen off. He was not good at the senior bowl. He was not good at the combine. And I agree with you. He is a project. If you coach him correctly and you're able to harness everything and get him back to where he was end of 2023, beginning of 2024, and build from there, you could have a phenomenal quarterback.
Tony, in your mind, best player, Carter or Hunter?
Carter, Abdul Carter. I think I always put a premium. I'm old school, like you probably are, and I always put a premium on those impact defensive players. I think that's what Abdul Carter is. I think he's kind of broad rushed, unfortunately, as an edge rusher. But if you go back and watch the 2023 film, he did a lot of things well. I mean, he could play in space. He could play in coverage. He's good in pursuit. He's much more than a just up-the-field type of defender, which is why I like him better than Travis Hunter.
Tony, the tight end position has become so polarizing here over the last few years in the NFL, and Tyler Warren, he just looks like a complete stud coming out of Penn State. It makes me think back to years ago when Kyle Pitts was coming out of Alabama, and I thought Kyle Pitts was like this generational tight end.
Florida.
And it hasn't turned out to be that way to this point. But I look at Warren, man, and he just looks like the total package to me. Is he, in your mind, one of those can't-miss prospects in this class?
No. I mean, Kyle Pitts probably ran the 40 3/10 faster than Tyler Warren's ever going to run the 40. Yeah. I mean, he's very good. He's a good blocker. He's a terrific pass catcher, but he's not a down-the-field threat. I mean, I think, you know, he's a safe prospect at the position, but I don't think he's a game breaker. I don't think he's a dominant prospect at the position. I actually have Colston Loveland rated slightly higher than him because Loveland's a better natural pass catcher. He's more of a downfield threat. I personally believe that some of the tight ends that are going to be available in day two, Elijah Arroyo of Miami of Florida, or Ronde Gatson of Syracuse, maybe even Joshua Simon of South Carolina, these guys who are great athletes who are going to get down the field and create mismatches in the secondary, I think that they will be the more dynamic pros 2 or 3 years down the road compared to Warren.
Hey, Tony, I tell you what, a kid that I really liked watching film, Jahad Campbell. I thought I liked him as an inside backer, but I really like him, his pass rush ability. I think he can be coached into being really good pass rusher. Because of the torn labrum, does he drop?
I don't think so because, you know, those things are fixable and it's not going to have a lasting impact on his game. I would agree with you. I mean, the off-ball linebacker has been devalued in the draft. He will be the first off-ball linebacker that is selected probably somewhere in the bottom third of round one. He's a three-down player. You can teach him the blitz, 235 pounds. You know, he's going to have a free shot or really develop moves to get off blocks. But he's a guy that can go sideline to sideline, can drop in coverage. He's outstanding in pursuit. I don't think an injury like that is going to hold him back because he should be ready for camp.
Now, Tony, a guy who was like that, Jalen Walker, I didn't like him as an inside backer. I didn't think instinctively his stuff, he's even close to Campbell. And at 6'1", you know, 230 pounds, you know, as a pass rusher, you know, he got engulfed some. I mean, he's an impressive blitzer and doing all those things. But I thought Campbell, if I had to choose between the two, I like Campbell better than Walker.
I guess it depends on the type of system that you're playing. I mean, I really like Walker. I liked him in 2023 when he was a backup and I saw the makings there of a potentially dominant, game-changing linebacker. Yes, he's 6'1", but he's also 243 pounds. And he's sort of like Abdul Carter in the sense that he's more than a pass rusher. He can play in space. He can go sideline to sideline. He's an outstanding athlete who covers a lot of area on the field. So, yeah, everybody talks about the pass rush, the edge rush, but you need guys who can play on the second level in defense in pursuit, and I think Walker can do that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network.
Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking to Tony Pauline, who joins us on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. It's Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan. And Shamar Stewart is a guy that we're seeing more and more. Vinny has his second draft profile today, and he'll be looking at Shamar Stewart. What are your feelings on him?
Great athlete who's got to learn to become a football player. I mean, he's a great straight-line athlete, ran incredibly fast at the combine, jumped through the roof, but he only had 1.5 sacks this year at Texas A&M. When I talk to people why at the combine, they said he's a guy who struggles changing direction. If he had that agility to bend off the edge, he probably would have had double-digit sacks. But his inability to really change direction and bend cost him a lot of opportunities, cost him a lot of sacks. And some people actually compared him to Vernon Golston. For those who remember Vernon Golston, another guy who was a sensational athlete but struggled with his agility, struggled bending off the edge. Golston had some other issues as well. And, you know, Stewart right now, I believe, is a great athlete who really has to learn to become a football player.
I totally agree, Tony. Now, Tony, for the Ravens at 27, does Malachi Starks or Nick Emmanuori, either one of them have a chance to be there, and which one do you like better?
Well, I mean, it's ironic you ask me that because my updated mock draft will be out tomorrow on SportsGeeta, and I have the Ravens taking Malachi Starks. I think Emmanuori is going to go in the middle of round one, maybe the Dolphins, maybe the Colts. I think Starks is kind of, people seem to be very high on him, and then he didn't have a great combine, and they're very, you know, they're not as high on him as they were, but he's still a legitimate center fielder. He's still good in coverage. I think that he would be a perfect, you know, player to go back and forth, a perfect complement to play with Kyle Hamilton. I do have him there, and I have the Ravens taking him at the end of round one.
Tony, great stuff, man. Really appreciate your time today. How can people follow you and keep up with your work?
Like I said, sportsgeeta.com. We've got all the information on the Pro Day workouts, which is March is the busiest month of the year for me. I'll have an updated mock draft, and as we head towards the draft, we'll have all the news and rumors as we move towards draft weekend.